from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Just miss me with all that crap. Although, yeah, Jim Rome's now streaming on X, by the way, too. I still need to get that Quinn and Williams sound. It's so good. Joe from Burbank, though, real quick, yeah. Chasky. I want to go to Joe here because I threw out the question, and I want to throw it out again. 888-957-9570. 49ers fans, do you guys appreciate Kyle Shanahan enough? Is he appreciated here in the Bay Area for just how good he has been getting the 49ers to two Super Bowls with two different quarterbacks? Or are you saying, you know what, the expectations are high, he's a choker, we need to see it to believe it. Until then, he's just a shortcomer. Joe, Burbank, your thoughts on Shanahan.
Yeah, I think I don't think he's appreciated it. And you know something, everybody keeps talking about Shanahan doesn't do this, doesn't do that. You know, when I called in, I told him why I wanted to talk to you, and you just beat me to it. You were talking about the players made mistakes. We had 5 or 6 turnovers in that game, and against Kansas City, you got to play a clean game.
Exactly.
If you cut those turnovers in half, we might have won the game. Why they keep blaming Shanahan? The players lost the Super Bowl. Okay, the Niners beat themselves. I don't look at Kansas City beating us. I think that basically we beat ourselves.
I'm with you. And I think that we also just, winning is so hard. It's so hard. This isn't like a best of 7 series, right? Where the better roster wins every day. These are one-offs. The guy is 8-4 in the playoffs. All right. I think Bill Walsh had 10 wins in the playoffs. It might be 11. Like at some point, he's going to be the all-time winningest playoff 49er coach. Yeah. And he might not have a Super Bowl under his belt. And I get that. And I understand
that's great for some franchises, but not for the San Francisco 49ers.
Yeah. But okay.
I'm sorry.
But your franchise hasn't won diddly squat in 30 years.
You know, there was a funny argument yesterday. I saw it come across my time. I think it was Chris Rose, we love Chris Rose, John Boy Media, former NFL Network, still does that. But they were talking, I think it was him and Trevor Plouffe, former Twin, and they're talking about, is Aaron Judge already an all-timer with the New York Yankees right now? Is he already an all-time Yankee legend? And Trevor Plouffe was like, yeah. I mean, he's a Hall of Famer, he's 50 home runs, like, he's going to be up there in the conversation, with like up there with the greatest home run hitters of all time. And then Chris Rose was like, yeah, but it's the Yankees. You haven't won a World Series, so you're not Jeter. Hell, you're not even A-Rod.
Yeah, but Don Mattingly didn't win a World Series.
He didn't. That's why Donnie Batts comes up shorter against
those guys. I think he's an all-time Yankee.
But that's the...
I hear you.
You like to say this. You're grading on the 49ers curve a little bit here, which...
I understand that.
There's a part of that which we have to discuss. David wants to discuss this from Napa. What's going on, David? You're almost Spadoni and Chasky.
Hey, guys. So I have to agree with the last caller. If you remember, Shanahan dialed up the play where Garoppolo overthrew Emmanuel Sanders in that Super Bowl. He didn't throw the pass, but he dialed up the play. And then also, in the last Super Bowl, we would have won, except Bradford missed the block, the offensive yard, and touched the lineup. How can that be the coach's fault?
David, where are you calling from? Where are you at?
Everyone's playing the game.
No, David, real quick, where are you? Are you in a winery or something? What are you doing?
Pardon?
Where are you?
My dog.
Okay, yeah, that's the worst connection I've ever heard for a dog walker in my lifetime. Thanks, Dave.
Look, God, I don't think any coach is perfect, right?
Walking along like the moon or something? Jesus.
I don't think any coach is perfect. Because you're not going to be great at everything, right? And some guys have certain blind spots. And I do believe, like, there are certain clock management issues that Kyle has had that I freely acknowledge. There are certain conservative, aggressive approaches at different points in games, you know, whether it be playoffs or not, where I'm like, what are we doing here? And that's just philosophical differences. And we can have, you know, he knows more information on the sidelines about where that team is at and how they're feeling than I do. But he's really, 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 really good. And until we see cracks of sustained weakness, I'm not ready to even entertain the argument that he's on some hot seat. I find that weird.
No, he's definitely not on the hot seat, but this season is going to be very interesting and telling to me because of how hard it is to lose a Super Bowl and get back. Like this season, in a way, Joe Shasky, because of the quarterback, because of everything, because of all the tumultuous offseason stuff with Ayuk and Trent, like this is the biggest season for Kyle Shanahan as a San Francisco 49ers head coach. I truly believe that. Like, this is going to be the year. This is your second Super Bowl loss now. Expectations have never been higher. The NFC is only getting better now. We mentioned the Bears, the Packers, obviously the Lions, the Eagles. Like, you can't have the cushy NFC anymore. Like, you're not in the AFC, and you should count your blessings, because I do think the conversation would be a lot different if the 49ers and the NFC, like, I think it'd be a lot more panicky if you had Patrick Mahomes in your conference.
Probably.
If you had Joe Burrow and stuff like that. But the fact that you kind of ran through it last year, you didn't have your A game against the Lions, you didn't have your A game against the Packers, and yet you still beat those teams, I think speaks volumes to Kyle Shanahan. But also, you've now gone up against the Chiefs, the cream of the crop in the AFC twice, and you've come up short. So, like, sooner or later, you got to beat that team. And you are playing the Chiefs this year again. And that's going to be a game everyone's going to be circled. It's going to be Sunday Night Football, or it's going to be the Fox game of the week.
He's never beaten them.
Never. Ever.
But here's the hard part with all that. They dominated the Rams in the regular season and then lost the one that mattered. And so it's hard for me to say that it's a make or break game. But I will say this. It is good for the psyche to know you can beat a team. So I do want them to beat the Chiefs, strictly so they know in their back of their head, like, all right, we've done this before. Even though it's a totally different beast come January.
I mean, that's why the Niners dominate their division, because they just dominate in the regular season. They just know every regular season, oh yeah, we'll beat Geno Smith and the Seahawks. Oh yeah, we'll handle McVay in the regular season anyways. And yes, it does matter in the playoffs, but just getting there and handling your own division, that's what Tom Brady did forever with New England. Yeah, you lose occasionally to the Dolphins or something like that, the South Beach flu, stuff like that. And you're seeing with Mahomes. I don't think Mahomes, correct me if I'm wrong, I think he's lost once on the road in division, and that was to the Denver Broncos last year.
Yeah, he's freaking awesome.
He's one time.
I mean,
he's lost to a divisional opponent on the road.
Joe, he's been to 4 Super Bowls. He's 28. He's won 3.
It's in the one he lost, he didn't have 2 of his starting tackles.
Okay, so like you're looking at a guy who's going for a three-peat. You're looking at a guy who's going for his 4th championship to tie Terry Bradshaw and Joe Montana. I don't know what else you have to, like, he's one of the greatest players the game has ever seen.
It's unbelievable.
And it pains me to no end that we're on the receiving end of 2 of his victories. We are the Cincinnati Bengals to his Joe Montana highlight package.
And Joe Montana roots for him, too. That's another thing.
I mean, how can you not? He's a great player.
I mean, but it's a chief, like, Joe, that's... He's coming for your legacy, homie.
You can't
be rooting for him.
I know.
I'm rooting for Kevin in SF. He wants to join the conversation. What's up, Kev?
Hey, guys. Well, I think we need to keep Shanahan. Shanahan's great. But one thing about Shanahan that's different than Bill Walsh is that when Bill Walsh, when he first started, that's why we couldn't run the ball. So he used to pass the ball to the running backs. But after that, once we started scoring again, we had to stop the other team from scoring. That's why they drafted Ronnie Lott, Eric Wright, and Carlton Williamson. When we won all our Super Bowls, it was our defense that did the stop. All the stops. We all did the stops. But right now, it seems like everybody's on Shanahan because he don't score enough. Because our defense can't stop when they come in when Kansas City comes down. Just like when the first one we played with Kansas City, and we had Sherman, and he got beat. And that's when it snowballed. Same thing when we was playing Kansas City this time. We had another defensive coordinator who was playing prevent defense. Come on, man. We need a defensive coordinator that can stop the opposition. Or we need Shanahan to keep scoring if we can't stop them. That's all I got to say, guys.
Good call.
Well, in the biggest game of the year last year, the 49ers defense held the Kansas City Chiefs to 1 offensive touchdown. That came off of a muffed punt.
But to win a Super Bowl,
I'm sorry. Like,
almost have to be perfect.
That's great. But Kyle Shanahan literally got like one of the best defensive performances he's going to get in a Super Bowl against an all-time quarterback, and he squandered it. That's how I feel.
Well, and their special teams miss an extra point.
And teams has been what under Kyle Shanahan?
Suspect yes. At best. And they booted a ball, you know, Ray. Like, I keep coming back to this. Like, I'm not saying you're going to hire Jim Tom Sula.
No.
But what I'm saying here is, like, it's when you go coach hunting, it's roulette, man. It is roulette. You don't know what you're going to get. We talked about how difficult it is to find quarterbacks. I bet the head coach hit rate is about as good as a, you know, first-round quarterback hit rate is.
It, ask the Cleveland Browns, who finally got a guy, Kevin Stefanski, prior to that.
Well,
ask the Raiders right now. Who? John Gruden's been the best coach of my lifetime for a couple years, and then when he came back, it was a dumpster fire. Jack Del Rio for a two-year stretch? Come on.
I think this is a great analogy. I actually think this is one of the best analogies I've ever heard. 415. It's like we're Phil Mickelson and the Chiefs, Mahomes, are Tiger Woods. Early Phil Mickelson, Phil before won. He broke through.
I was going to say Phil won, though.
No, but, yeah. But early on, he was a tortured soul who couldn't win. He had the double drivers. He had all that, you know, the stuff in the U.S. Open where he basically had it and shanked the ball
Jeff
left.
Jeff Ogilvy, I remember.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep, there you go.
Phil was very tortured until you finally break through and win one. There's an Andy Reid, Phil Mickelson-like quality. This guy he's like a Greek tragedy.
I always would watch, because with my dad, I'm sure like you do, we just watch Sunday morning, whatever major's happening, stuff like that. I would just watch it with my pops growing up, the great Bob Spadoni. And he always just, whenever Phil, just he's like, you know, son, something about those lefties. Just, I don't trust them in the big moments. I was like, Dad, you got your little leftist? Is that what it
Ryan
is?
Ryan Harmon, yeah, Mike Weir.
Right? He's like, something about them. They get the yips. I was like, isn't your firstborn a lefty, Sam? He's like, yeah, he certainly is.
So I would ask the audience this.
Benny's a lefty, by the way, too.
We all acknowledge they're not moving off of Shanahan, right?
No.
But for those that, what would it take? Do we need to lose three Super Bowls? Is it just one season under 500?
What would it take for Kyle Shanahan to be on the hot seat after this season? 888-957-9570.
I'm just curious. I wanted to thought.
That's interesting.
Because it sounds like I'm looking at these answers. When I say, we say Kyle Shanahan, you say bullheaded, torture genius, not a finisher, plays not to lose, gets to the end and fails, you know, hot seat, stubborn arrogance. I mean, these are not good. A three-quarter coach, Kershaw, a Greek tragedy, a choke artist. We are so harsh.
A Greek tragedy. Again, going back to Othello, I think I mentioned that earlier.
It's Fishburne. About time, buddy. Like, ego, offensive savant who doesn't know how to win a game at the end. Like, I'm kind of like, damn.
Pressure is a privilege, Joe Shasky. That is what they say to that. We're going to pick this conversation up on the other side. What would it take for Kyle Shanahan to be on the hot seat after this season? Would it take like a dumpster fire of a season? What would it be? Would it be an incredible regression from Brock Purdy? And do 49ers fans actually appreciate their head coach? That's what I want to know. 888-957-9570. We're rolling one more segment before handing off to Steiny and Guru at the top of the hour. But it's Spadonian for Bonta Hill alongside Joe Shasky. And it's 95.7 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
There ain't nothing you can do about it.
This is Adam in the City, and you're listening to The Morning Roast with Bonta Hill and Joe Shasky on 95.7 The Game.
It bothers me.
Oh, it doesn't bother me. I'm having a blast. Just chopping up with the guys in the back. Steiny, Guru, they're fired up. 49ers football. We had Brian Baldinger join us earlier at 7:30. Find that on the Odyssey app. Rewind feature or on YouTube. We are streaming live on Twitch and YouTube all day long, all week long, all powered by First NorCal Credit Union. Before the break, Joe Shasky, you were talking a lot about Kyle Shanahan, expectations, hot seat, great coach, all that sort of stuff. No one's saying he's on the hot seat. But we just asked the question, what would it take after this season for him to, you know, just have the discussion of, is Kyle Shanahan the guy? And we threw it out there, 888-957-9570, Miley, George, Steve,
I mean,
I see you. And I also would just, the appreciation factor for Kyle Shanahan, I can gather from you, you don't think he's appreciated enough. I think he's appreciated to a point. Because everyone's got a breaking point, and every fan has a breaking point. And losing two Super Bowls, one is, you know what? Permissible. Two, I can understand people being frustrated.
No, I get that. You know, I just look at sports like this. Show me a great coach, and I will somewhere on there show you a horrific set of losses. Okay. And I look at someone like Belichick, right? Belichick lost to Nick Foles. He lost to Eli Manning twice.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I don't think lesser of Bill Belichick.
He had leads in all the fourth quarters, I think, too, in all those games.
All right. Pete Carroll has one of the worst losses in college football history on his resume. Not quarterback spine Vince Young.
Yeah, he also should have just given the ball to Reggie Bush earlier in the game.
Or have him on the field. Yes, yes. You know what I mean? Have him on the field. He also has another horrific Super Bowl loss in not handing the ball to Marshawn Lynch. Pete's a great coach. Was a great coach.
Borderline Hall of Famer. Yeah.
No, he is.
He should be.
But he won one in both. He's, to me, he is. I think he is.
I don't think they take college into account in the NFL.
No, they don't.
I get where I'm going with this.
Right? Like, Joe Gibbs has horrific losses.
He does.
Bill Walsh didn't have necessarily the big horrific losses like that, but he got shut down by the New York Giants in the playoffs, got shut down by the Vikings in the playoffs, lost an NFC Championship game to the Washington football team.
I mean, real quick, Joe Gibbs also won three different quarterbacks. That's unbelievable.
No doubt.
Super Bowl, three different quarterbacks?
No doubt.
Why does no one talk about him as the greatest coach of all time, by the way? Dude, three different ones? It's unbelievable. Continue.
No, but I'm just saying, like, there's a common theme here is that you get there enough and eventually you'll break through, right? That's just my belief. Now, I do understand there's a threshold on that. Like, I do. I understand that there's a threshold. If we lost three Super Bowls under this guy, my soul would be crushed. For him, more and myself, and Niner fans as a whole. Like, I don't know how you can recover from that.
Well, you don't. Three Super Bowl losses, like, it's like it, get to a fourth then you're Marv Levy. Like, it's brutal. Steve in Fremont wants to join in the conversation, 888-957-9570. Are we appreciating Kyle Shanahan enough for getting this team to two Super Bowls, albeit in a loss both times to Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes, and one time to Taylor Swift? Steve, Fremont, what's going on, man?
What's going on, guys? Absolutely love your show. Shask, I feel for you, man. I grew up in the 80s as well, saw all the Super Bowls. I get it. I don't think we move off Shanahan quite yet. I think he's got a lot to go still. We got a great team. We're going to see how this year plays out, and then we'll have a lot more questions if it doesn't play out how we want. A couple of the points I wanted to make. You guys were comparing, you know, we were up against Mahomes. That's like what Charles Barkley and all those guys that went up against Michael Jordan had to deal with. They're all great players, Hall of Fame players, but they went against the GOAT. And then the other part with football, it has a ring like Steve Young. Took over the reins from Joe Montana, couldn't get past the big game. Can we trust Steve Young? But finally got it, yep. And then now he's revered as one of the best quarterbacks of all time. And we all love them.
Yep.
So it's going to take a Super Bowl win for sure. I don't like the Falcons comparison only because he was the offensive coordinator. Yeah, he ran up the score pretty good. Yeah, he could have done some other things, but what about the defensive side? We don't talk about that a lot for those Falcons. And then obviously you're going against the GOAT in football with Tom Brady. It pains me to say that. But yeah, that's kind of the point I wanted to make. I think he draws up some great offensive schemes. I mean, look what they did against the Lions last year in the championship game. That was huge. That's a huge comeback to get your guys to rally from that far down. And so we know he's a good coach. He's just got to get over the hump, get the monkey off his back, like Steve Young said.
I'm with you. Thanks, Steve. I'm 100% with you. I think it's a great call. Your analogy about the 90s players and Michael Jordan. So, like, that's an interesting one. I look at the Utah Jazz. I think Jerry Sloan, now, is he on the level of some of these other coaches that have all these championships? Mm-hmm. No. During real time, I was like, dude, he's such a great coach.
Yeah.
And he had great players, right? Stockton and Malone, all-time legends.
Yeah.
And they couldn't break through against that team. That Bulls team, I don't view them that much less than, you know, had they won it, it would have been remarkable and it would have been a huge upset and all that stuff. But like, there's a lot to be said there. I think I see the comparison. Shanahan has to win the one though to just shut everyone up. Like until that happens, this is all just fodder.
Well, I get the analogy, but also I already listed off the amount of quarterbacks that you had the lesser, and then you still, like, it's happened actually a lot more than we care to think. Like, the lesser quarterback has won in this last century quite a few times. Again, Nick Foles, Eli Manning, and then you got Tom Brady against an already established MVP in Kurt Warner. So Tom Brady wasn't Tom Brady when he beat the Rams in that Super Bowl. He became Tom Brady after that, and after beating Jake Delhomme, and after beating, you know, Donovan McNabb. Hell, in some of those ones, like the McNabb one, McNabb was probably better than Brady at that point as a passer and stuff like that. Maybe you can make the argument, and maybe that's a stretch here or there, but like, It's just all time, too. Hell, you go Ben Roethlisberger, Aaron Rodgers. I know Ben won two, but maybe people think that he is better than Aaron Rodgers all time, but I know the MVPs, what have you. So I don't like that one because there are situations where you could say, you know what, you had a lead in the fourth quarter. You should have beaten Mahomes. I don't care that he was on the other sideline, what have you. Miley out in Walnut Creek, 888-957-9570. What's going on, Miley? You're almost Spadoni and Chasky.
What's that? Hey. Brian from Flowing Water. I know him. He's a good buddy. I've got some great stories about him and his brothers getting kicked out of basketball leagues and softball. It's awesome. Joe, you would appreciate it. I'm going to do a signing real quick.
Oh.
I'm a man of context. So, in the Super Bowl, did Kyle fumble the ball or was that McCaffrey?
McCaffrey. I can't remember.
Okay, who missed the extra point? I just can't seem to. Was that Kyle?
It's Jake Moody.
Did he drop the Jaquaski Tart interception?
Thank you.
I mean, we can go on and on and on about plays. There's two guys in the league I fear more than anyone, Mahomes and Chris Jones. And it just so happens they forced us twice. And when I'm doing any kind of worrying about any teams during the year, I worry about Mahomes and Chris Jones. That's it. I don't worry about nobody else in the league.
It's one of the best calls.
You just listed all those things, and I could say, and I could retort and say, well, it sounds like the head coach didn't have his players prepared.
Wait a minute.
I mean, he didn't have his guys prepared. They should have made those plays.
One of the greatest running backs you've ever seen who fumbles, that's on the coach.
Sorry. He didn't have – I saw Kyle Shanahan was looking a little loose at that Super Bowl presser, just hanging out, relaxing that media week. Didn't like have his guys up to snuff. Looked like they were just hanging out.
So Danny White getting stripped in the pocket in the NFC Championship game is because Bill Walsh had his team more prepared.
Attention to detail matters.
Come on.
Just saying.
Come on.
I'm just saying. George, Los Altos. Was George on? Oh, I think George might have gotten cut off earlier. George, what's going on, man? With Spadoni and Chasky.
Hey, guys. Now, actually, I finally got through on the second go around with the five questions. But my point of view on the only thing I think that Kyle could do, if you look back on it, the Super Bowl, the first one that we lost, even though I wish he would have kept running the ball because they weren't stopping us and we were averaging close to 6 yards play, but he did dial up a good pass play and Jimmy overthrew him. He didn't cost us the Super Bowl last year, in my opinion, for the number of reasons that everybody has pointed out. I think the only thing he could do would be to go get us into the Super Bowl, have a chance to win the game, and he would make the worst call of all time that can be blamed on no one else but him, and that's what Pete Carroll did with the Seattle Seahawks when they beat Tom Brady. You can't blame anyone else for that call except for the coach.
Yep.
He would have to screw up like that in order to get fired.
That's the only thing
I can think of.
You know, well, Coach, here's what I would say to you. I'm more frustrated overall with specific personnel decisions. Passing on Brady when he wanted to come.
Could have had him.
Maybe not making the trade for Stafford, even though
Thanks, George.
I didn't really want to make the trade for Stafford. But looking back, they probably should have done that, right? I'm more mad about those than any one call in any of these Super Bowls. I'm being real.
No, that decision is going to haunt him, I feel like, the rest of his career.
And that's a personnel decision. That's not even an in-game, you know, quote-unquote choke job.
That one, and he's lucky for Brock Purdy. Listen, you got to have some luck. Like, it's better to be lucky than good, my dad always used to say. Better be lucky than good. And they lucked into Brock Purdy, because they whiffed on the Trey Lance as horrifically as that might be one of the worst draft picks in the history of the sport. And they whiffed on it that badly, and you gave up that much draft capital to do it.
It's pretty bad.
It's pretty bad. And we just listed off the 2022 draft class. You could have had any of those other guys probably, but you didn't. You ended up lucking into Brock Purdy, and now he's looking like a $300 million quarterback. Well, but you know what? He gets credit because he is the head coach, and he's helped develop him.
I think also this Mahomes thing is unique in that you could have had him. And I think that's another layer to why people are so when it comes to this whole thing.
I didn't know who Mahomes was.
No one did, yeah. But that's their job to scout that guy.
Yeah.
You didn't have a quarterback.
Yeah.
And your grandmaster plan was wait a year and get Kirk Cousins. You know what I mean?
That was the plan.
So no, Kirk Cousins. I do think that like we could. The personnel stuff bugs me way more than, and don't get me wrong, there are so many, but like the Super Bowl losses, it's a combination of coaching and players. The personnel, that goes back to him. I mean, he's got ultimate say, and I'll have a hard time for the rest of my life coming to grips with the fact that they told Tom Brady no when he was dying to come here.
So we're here with Shanahan. You know, we just had three callers in a row defend him. I think four actually in a row. I want people to call in that think Shanahan should be on the hot seat if they don't compete for a Super Bowl after this season. 888-957-9570. I want to get the pulse of the 49er faithful right now, when they feel and how they feel about Kyle Shanahan at this moment. Should he be on the hot seat if they have a down season this year? After all the stuff with Ayuk, after all the stuff with Trent Williams, the Pearsall pick, if Brock Purdy doesn't look like Brock Purdy. And who would you want instead of Shanahan, too? Like, is there anyone out there that you're actually looking and be like, you know, this guy could be better? No, you're not getting Andy Reid. He's staying with Mahomes. You're not getting Sean McVay. Like, that's not happening. Is there anyone else that you would like? I mean, Belichick's out there. Did you want Bill Belichick? I don't know if Bill Belichick, you insert him in this team right now, are the 49ers better? I have a hard time believing that. And Kyle Shanahan tried to lure over Bill Belichick. So 888-957-9570. I want to hear from the 49ers fans that think Shanahan is this season away from being on the hot seat.
Well, I'm looking at it right here. Like, everyone says he's reliving the Andy Reid experience. Andy Reid starts off in Philly. They're 5-11 his first year. Then 11, 12, 12, 13 wins. Then in 05, they go down a little, 6-10, back up to 10 wins. Then they hover around 500 for 2 years, 8-8 and 9-6, back up to 11 wins to his 10th win. Now that's 11 years later. And then in year 12 and 13 with the Eagles, 8-8, followed by 4-12.
And so four straight NFC championships and a Super Bowl appearance. Those are the high watermark. Yeah.
So to me, it was all right. You win double digits, then you go 500, then you go 4-12. I think it would have to look almost identical for us to even entertain thoughts of anything like this.
So like 8-9 this year, or 9-8 maybe?
Yes.
And then you just have to see the trigger. Okay. And then that would be ultimately concerning, because not only is that, and then you have to pay the quarterback. So now you're going to feel like you're going to even be less hampered by the salary cap, all this sort of stuff. It's going to be a lot.
It is. It's going to be difficult.
I don't want to get it twisted here that we're saying, why are you saying this? This is the best team in the NFC, stuff like that. We just did a whole exercise about Kyle Shanahan and asking questions and the top five questions. And the Shanahan answers were the most interesting, because it does feel like 49ers fans are all over the place with how they feel about this guy. And it's just so funny to think about the head coach and anything, because I look at head coaches that are Teflon here in the Bay Area. The first one that comes to mind within the last century is Bruce Bochy. Like, you can't touch Bochy because of those playoff runs. How good he was. But what was he labeled before that? When he was at the Padres.
He took the Padres there. It was a one and done. It was, when they brought him here, it felt like a retread hire.
Right?
And I thought that, and I'll be the first to admit I was wrong, and everyone felt this way. He was a placeholder for the veteran team with Bonds in the final couple seasons as you transition to something better. That's what we thought he was.
And now what do we think about him as?
He's one of the greatest in-game strategists we've ever seen.
And now
Cool Hand Luke.
And now he's coming off a World Series trophy with the Texas Rangers, their first ever.
He's Chef Boyardee. He's got the sprinkle, the magic touch.
Since Joe Torre, he's the best manager in baseball that I've seen. I think that's fair to say.
I mean, right? I'm not going to argue with you.
Right? Like, you're not going to argue with that, right?
I'm not
going to. I mean, you could have La Russa won in a couple places, but that...
You give him a good team, and you put him in the playoffs, he'll find a way to win some series.
Rodney from Berkeley. Okay. I was asking for Niner fans, but that's fine. Rodney in Berkeley's not a Niner fan, but he wants to talk about Kyle Shanahan nonetheless. What's going on, Rodney? You're on with Spadoni and Shasky. What's up?
Appreciate it. Good morning, gentlemen. Hell no, I'm not a Niner fan, but I want y'all to keep y'all coach, because he is garbage.
First off, Rodney, he's not garbage. Yeah. He just went to a Super Bowl. Who are you a fan of?
It's garbage.
Pittsburgh Steelers. We got six.
You haven't won a playoff game. We've won eight playoff games since the last time you won one. Been to two Super Bowls.
You know what, though? Hey, and the last time you won a Super Bowl was when?
Yeah, I know.
Okay, but back to the coach. This dude got the Powerball ticket and won with Brock Purdy, the last pick in the draft. The last pick in the draft. If Purdy wasn't around, the Niners would be super garbage. So keep your coach. You're not going anywhere. You're not going to pay your receiver.
Wait, Rodney.
Brock Purdy needs it.
Real quick, I don't want to cut you off because you're spitting right
I'm
now.
I'm thinking about it.
I'm cutting. No. Would you rather have Mike Tomlin over Kyle Shanahan right now?
Oh, hell yeah.
Did you watch week one last year?
You can miss me with that. That was flowing water, courtesy of Flowing Water Plumbing and Drain. Your call was just not good enough there, Rodney. Sorry. And contact our friends over at Flowing Water Plumbing and Drain.
Too much beef stroganoff in that guy's diet. That's a Pittsburgh thing. I don't know if you know
They love a big Polish community there. They love the stroganoff. Yeah. They love the pierogies there, too.
The Steel City. Where we're turning O'Neal Cruz from shortstop into center field.
Oh, you love that, don't you?
No, I
did
think...
you see Aaron Judge's catch yesterday? That would look so effortless because of his height yesterday. It's unbelievable.
They have 88 home runs between Soto and Judge.
But that's what I'm trying to say.
88.
It's unbelievable.
88.
Must be nice. What are the Giants at? They got 40?
Why you got to do that to me?
It's, you know, hey. Brewers in town. It'll be fun today. Myers versus Webb. Boris from GoldenEye.
Big Bo.
Let's go. What's going on, Boris? No? Boris? Going once? Going twice?
Sold!
He's flushed here.
Water, plumbing and drain.
.net. Reed, Walnut Creek. What's going on? Dude, a lot of creek today. A lot of creek action.
Hey,
what's going on?
The creek's where it's popping, yo.
Let's go.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on. Long time, first time.
Thank you.
Real quick on Shanahan, great coach. I think we are spoiled in the Bay Area with what he has done. Yes, we have talented players, but the way he can get people open, and you guys brought it up earlier with Ayuk yesterday, the way that he can get receivers open and expose folks with the running game is second to none. And you see organizations like the Broncos that have not made the playoffs in 10 years, mowed through 2, 3, 4 coaches. Shanahan is an expert at getting people open and winning games. And even if he has a 4-12 year, 4-13, I mean, the NFL is so competitive. People forget that. So the fact that he's been able to get to the NFC Championship year after year, be first place in the division, that is no joke. So you guys brought up a good point about Andy Reid as well, but love the guy, and I think we should give him, I mean, at least 5-6 years, no matter how he does, because he's that good.
With you. And I think part of the Niners' Reed. Success, when you talk about the late-round picks, Joe, how do they keep hitting on these late-round picks? Because they've had the same system in place for 8 years, and it's a lot easier when everyone from the top down knows exactly what we're looking for in a player, and then we know exactly how they could fit. I'm watching Hard Knocks with the New York Giants, and they brought in a new defensive coordinator, and that guy's like, hey, you know, what do you need in your defense? Well, these are the kind of players I'm looking for. And they're like, oh, man, we need to go out and we need to get guys that fit exactly what this defense is going to do. It's like, that makes it really difficult to utilize and maximize the current players on your roster. Mm-hmm. If you have to find different skills that don't necessarily work for what they do well, you know, for your scheme. So I do believe that, like, it sounds great. Get me this guy to just finish the deal. It's the system they have in place. There's a reason why they have a lot of plug and play rookies. Like, not a lot of teams can say, Tomlinson, take a hike. Aaron Banks is going to fill in after a redshirt year. Hey, Dominic Pooney, third round, boom, plug and play. Hey, you know, we've got, what's his face in the secondary? D'Amino Lenore, after 2 years on the side, boom, now you're one of the legitimate better cornerbacks in the league. Talanoa Hufanga and Jair Brown, you're both battling for starting safety spots. Heck, you might be the starting safety combo. Like, you're two young players. Not a lot of teams do that plug and play. The really well-run teams that are established year after year, they're the ones that are killing it in the draft. And the Niners are one of those teams.
They are. And again, Kyle Shanahan, we're not saying he's on the hot seat. But I'm curious what it would take to get to that point. And you say, oh, the vibes. Listen, right now, this is the reality for the 49ers in this season with Kyle Shanahan. You just came off a Super Bowl loss. It's your second Super Bowl loss within the last 4 years. You've been knocking on the NFC Championship doorstep twice in between that, against the Rams, L, against the Eagles, L. Now you're facing two holdouts. Brandon Ayuk, second year All Pro, or second team All Pro, I should say, and Trent Williams, first team All Pro, both just chilling. They're good. They can wait. And now you drafted a wide receiver, Ricky Pearsall, who's dealing with a slightly separated shoulder. Like, Brock Purdy, I'm not worried about this year. But if he does get hurt, then that's what stuff changes. Like, that's the only thing in the equation that could change anything for me with Kyle Shanahan. It would be health, right? Like, health of players. And you can't quantify that. No one can quantify that. No. So,
think he's earned the equity of more than just one. Like, if they have an injury-riddled season, he's earned plenty of equity.
He'll have a redshirt year.
Yeah.
It'll make things a lot more difficult with negotiations, though, next year for Brock.
For Kyle.
Well, no, I'm saying, but of everything, it would, yes, absolutely. Boris is back, Joe Shasky in Walnut Creek. Boris, hey, I am invincible. What's going on, Boris?
Yo, fellas, can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
All right, long-time listener, first-time caller, love the conversation. I just wanted to weigh in on the Shanahan thing. I think it's crazy, the narrative around him, that he's a choke artist. I think it's crazy that people don't appreciate him more. You know, I've been a Niner fan since 92. I sat through a lot of 1-15 seasons. I've sat through Dennis Erickson. I've sat through Chip Kelly. I've sat through the Tom Sula disaster. And, man, I just thank my lucky stars every day we got Shanahan, and the man's a genius. And he keeps putting us right on the doorstep. He keeps knocking. And one of these days he's going to get in. And if we're dumb enough to let him go, it's going to be the Andy Reid situation. He's going to end up somewhere else. He's going to win 3 championships. People are going to say he's the greatest of all time or one of the top greatest of all time. And we're all going to be like, damn, we could have had him.
There it is. That's Boris. Who's not training for Kyle Shanahan right now as their head coach in the NFL?
Rams.
Rams?
Chiefs.
Anyone else? John Harbaugh? Ravens? They've been close.
I don't know. I don't think the Texans would trade DeMeco Ryans currently. I think they really like DeMeco.
Not with his relationship with the
He's 1 year in, and I think they feel really
good.
He's
a legacy, played for the franchise.
Yeah. I mean, we're talking about 25 plus teams would do it.
Exactly.
You know, like right now, like great example. Doug McDermott has won a lot of games.
I'm so out on Doug McDermott.
I know. A lot of people are. But would you agree with me? He's won a lot of games.
Yes. Do you think the Lions would trade Dan Campbell for Kyle Shanahan straight up? I don't know. I don't
have a good gauge on that.
I think Dan Campbell fits that city so well, and that fan base so well. Like, that's their guy now.
LaFleur in Green Bay, I don't know. Even though Kyle's beaten him multiple times now.
Yes. A little redundant, it feels like, if you're doing that too. Like, LaFleur has been
They're very similar.
Very similar.
I think the Cowboys would fire.
Oh my God, are you kidding me? Not even close.
Yeah, like, that would be like no brainer.
Yes.
Sirianni?
Oh, yes. Are you kidding me? I think Jalen Hurts with Kyle Shanahan would be amazing. With all those weapons, are you kidding me?
Yeah, I think he would be
amazing.
Really, he would be really good.
I think they'd win the Super Bowl next year. Just kidding. Come on.
Speaking of all this choke, I want to walk over and choke you out right now.
What about the Bucks?
Shut up.
A team that overachieved last year.
Of course they would.
Yes, I like Todd Bowles, but come on. Yeah, he's a defensive guy.
Todd, my hands are in my pocket while you're on offense, Bowles.
Oh, no, that's Darvin Ham is what you're thinking of. You're thinking of the Darvin Ham meme.
They have the same look.
Say just perplexed. Is that the look? I actually thought and Baldy's really high on the Bucks this year. Like, that was his team. No one brought them up when the one team you fear in the NFC, but Baldy kept bringing up the Bucks, which I thought was very interesting. I said the Bears, going back to their top 5 questions, that was burning us. We can rehash them real quick, Joe Shasky. I want to get your final thoughts here in a sec, but the regular season record without Trent Williams, Brandon Ayuk, you said was what?
Not good.
That was the record. Was not good.
I thought you meant the
no. Rehash it real quick. Yeah, okay. We did these top 5 questions.
They win 9 games. They'd really struggle to get to 10.
Okay.
To me, it's a 9-8 team.
And when I say Kyle Shanahan, you say what?
Winner. Right. I think he's a winner.
Okay.
Even though he hasn't won the ultimate one, I think he's a winner. What he's brought here is just nothing but winning. We are a little spoiled.
The face of the 49ers is who?
I said Shanahan. Yeah. I'm amending it. I think it is CMC now.
Okay.
I'm amending that. I'm going to walk that back.
And besides Purdy, who needs to have a career year for the Niners to win a Super Bowl?
Nick Bosa. It's not a question in my mind. Okay. Nick Bosa has got to get back to DPOY Nick Bosa. When you pay a guy this much money and your entire defense is predicated off him being an absolute monster, he needs to get back to the 18 to 25 sack range.
Biggest threat to the Niners in the NFC is?
I think it's the Eagles. Okay. Because I think that that North is going to beat each other up, and I think it's going to, like, I think the Eagles are going to win the East. I think the Cowboys will be a playoff team, and I think you're going to have two teams coming out of the North.
I think the Cowboys are not a playoff team.
Wow.
I do not think they're going to make the playoffs. I think Dak is going to be
really good defensive personnel.
Yeah, I just they don't have an offense.
And Bland is not going to play for a couple months.
Like, they don't have running backs. Like, that's going to be very difficult. I get the offensive line. If you can keep Dak upright, maybe they get someone that, maybe they make a trade. Maybe they bring in someone, but they just paid CeeDee Lamb $100 million.
Elijah Mitchell.
Actually, now that I'm thinking about this, Tim Patrick was released. Tim Patrick, that Cowboys should try to get that guy right now. Add some more wide receiver depth there. I'm a big Tim Patrick guy. I know he has two first names, which my dad says is never to trust someone with two first names, the great Bob Spadoni. Leonard Floyd's another one. I don't know. Like, we'll see.
What was the reasoning behind
it? He said you don't trust a man with two first names. Don't ask. That's just it. If you have two first names, sorry, I can't trust you. Joe Shasky's not a first name, so okay. You're good, dude.
Okay.
Don't worry.
Okay.
Spadoni's not a first name.
Carter, what's your last name?
Chickering. Yeah, he's fine. Yeah. Lucas Alexander, can't trust that guy.
Not even close. Whoa.
Don't trust that guy at all. Yeah, there's no one else at the station.
Yeah, I'm trying to think.
Yeah, Johnson's not really a first name. Derek Goose, good. He's fine. Evan Giddings, no. He's fine. There we go. Nahegan, it's not a first name. We're chilling. I've had a blast today, Joe Shasky. We got 5 minutes to go still. But something about talking football, you can go anywhere. Baseball is a grind to talk about all season long, and we felt that here at 95.7 The Game at times. But you could just do a whole show on a head coach.
I know.
Warriors, we could do that, right? Steve Curry's very polarizing. Rotations, right. Team USA. Shanahan, we could talk about. I could talk about Nick Bosa for a whole show. I could talk about Deebo Samuel for a whole show. We've talked about Brandon Ayuk and Trent Williams for a whole show.
Can we talk about getting old?
Certainly.
All right.
Uh-oh. You're scaring
me
now.
I saw a graphic on Instagram. Just scrolling.
Sure.
Play some old-timey music. Do you want to feel old?
I don't know if he has that at the ready, but
look it up,
see.
Carter. Yeah. Here's how you know you're old. These are the father-son connections in college football this year. You want to feel old? You got to play me old-timey music.
No,
I don't know.
You can play, if it's college, you said college football, there's a college game day bed, Spadoni beds. Just do that one.
All right.
There you go. Pot it down.
Did you know that Adam Vinatieri's son is playing for Louisville? AJ Vinatieri. Did you know Brian Urlacher's son?
Adam Vinatieri was like 50 years old when he was still kicking with the Colts.
That's true.
So how old is this kid? Like 30?
I don't know. Brian Urlacher's kid plays for Notre Dame.
Does he have hair too?
Kennedy Urlacher. Actually, he looks sick. He's got a neck roll. He looks sick.
Oh, just like Pops, the neck roll?
Yes. Mushin Muhammad, his son, Moose, is playing for A&M.
I like that.
Willis McGahee IV.
No.
Is a linebacker for Nebraska.
The fourth?
Yes.
I didn't know there was a third.
No one did. E.J. Warner, Kurt Warner's son, playing quarterback for Rice.
I did hear about that. Yes.
Chad Pennington's kid. Oh. Can you guess the name?
Not Cliff. Shout out A's.
Cole
Pennington. CC.
Quarterback for Marshall.
I always have a soft spot for Chad Pennington and the Jets. Always.
Jason Taylor. His son's playing for LSU.
Wow.
Antonio Gates Jr. playing for Michigan State.
Is he a tight end?
Yeah, wide receiver.
Okay, he's going to be a beast.
Shadur and Shiloh, we already know that.
Shadur.
How about Donald Driver's kid? Playing wide receiver
for
Minnesota.
Another guy that's like 60 years old, Donald Driver, played forever.
And then Emmett Smith, his son EJ, A&M, running back. Rodney Harrison's kid at Tennessee. Edrin James' kid is a running back, and I don't even know what school that is.
What is it?
I can't even tell. It's
you can't pronounce it?
It's like a buffalo. I don't even know.
Oh, that's...
is that the Bulls?
I'm not Bonte, so I'm not Bulls? As good. I don't know who that is.
All right. And then Matt Hasselbeck's kid is playing for UCLA at quarterback. And then Josh McCown's kid is playing quarterback as well. Hey, which one made you feel the oldest?
Well... Donald Driver, that's the one where, because he lasts a lot. But the Vinatieri one's throwing me off because he was so old.
Emmett,
like,
too.
Emmett, like, so old. Like, Vinatieri could probably still kick for some teams right now. Like, he could be, like, that transition. Are we ever going to see, as we put a ball in this, we're going to get to Fast Five here in a second.
When I saw that list, I got old.
LeBron's playing with Bronny next year. Like, they're going to play together on the court at the same time. Will we ever see that in the NFL? Ever? It's different because you can be 18 and go to the league, or 19 now,
yeah,
go to the league. We were thinking for a while, like, could Frank Gore and Frank Gore Jr. like play? Because Frank was playing.
It would
forever.
Have to be quarterback or,
yes,
or kicker.
Yes. Are we ever going to see that? That'd be pretty cool. Or like a punter and a kicker together?
Yeah.
That'd be pretty sick. I wouldn't be mad at that.
No, I wouldn't either.
Which one made you feel old?
Well, it's Urlacher.
Okay.
Urlacher's kick, because I followed Notre Dame, and all of a sudden it came flashing across the Notre Dame feed, and I was like, oh my God. And he's got hair.
Yeah, he's got hair. Well, so does Brian does too. He got the hair back. The transplants, buddy. Hey, I'm not mad at it. Hey, if 95.7 The Game wants to sponsor me for a hair transplant, I'll do it.
Does anyone, like, signify Chicago Bears football more than... If I just say the name Brian Urlacher, like, I know, yeah, Ray Nitschke.
Dick Butkus.
Those are, like, old-timey, yes, like, grainy footage. Brian Urlacher.
Yeah, that's the one.
Right?
It's Urlacher, it's Singletary, right?
Peanut Tillman,
yeah. The FBI Peanut Tillman, right? Didn't he work for the feds? The Peanut Punch, baby. Come on! Devin Hester. God, I love that. I still remember that call, that kickoff against the Colts. Devin Hester, you are ridiculous. That's like seethed into my brain, that kickoff return. Let's get the Fast Five and reminisce some more, Carter. Let's do that.
It's time for the Xfinity Fast Five. Your last chance to get in on the morning roast. Brought to you by Xfinity. Supercharge your home with supersonic Wi-Fi. Unbeatable internet. Only from Xfinity.
Oh, man, we've had a blast today. It's time for the Xfinity Fast Five, where we give our final thoughts on the show. Brought to you by the Next Generation 10G Network. Only from Xfinity. The future starts now. Joe Shasky, final thoughts on the day for you. A lot of Shanahan, a lot of top five questions. Baldy, what's hitting you?
What's hitting me is that these San Francisco Giants are playing the Milwaukee Brewers.
Oh, my God.
And I am envious of the Milwaukee Brewers front office and their ability to identify talent. Like, we talk a lot about the Tampa Bay Rays as being like, they're a well-run organization. Sneakily, the Milwaukee Brewers are also in that category. Every year, they're competitive with a fraction of the payroll of other teams.
And they want a new ballpark for some reason, I guess. Like, is it just that's the owners now? Because everyone wants a new ballpark. No, that's a good point. Who's the guy that Cheerio they got over there?
Oh, yeah, Jackson Cheerio.
Yeah, he's good. I used to be a big Ricky Weeks guy back in the day.
Oh,
big.
I love Ricky.
I thought his son Jamal was going to be sick on the A's. Didn't pan out.
It's
different players.
It was his brother.
Correct. What did I say? Son?
Yeah.
Sorry. We were talking about sons. That's why. Sorry.
Yeah.
It was his little brother. Much different players. Ricky, a lot of power. Obviously, had speed early on.
Yeah.
Him and Braun were sick together. Obviously, Ryan Braun, I think his... Obviously, the tainted stuff, all that, withstanding. He was a really good player for a really long time. The Hebrew Hammer, Ryan Braun. Here you go. Carter, what you got?
What I got is I think people are overrating a lot of the teams in the NFC this year, if you want my opinion.
Totally. Not the Bears. They're going to be sick.
I think that our real foe is the Eagles. They're going to get it back together this year, and they added Saquon Barkley, for God's sake. I mean, they're going to be a good team this year. I think Detroit, that was their first time there last year. Like, I just think that that's going to be hard to get back there for them. And Green Bay, like, who knows? And people are acting like the Rams. People are forgetting Aaron Donald retired. I mean, that's a huge piece of their team. Great offense, but you need defense, too.
Did you see Shady McCoy run against Aaron Donald in that alleyway?
No.
Shady. I ran into Shady in Vegas in December last year, right before the Eagles-Niner game. Yeah, it was so iced out. Shady's been enjoying himself.
Hey, you know what? I'm not mad
at that. Donald just got off the NFL field. Yeah. I'm not surprised for a variety of reasons that Donald is faster
well,
than.
Well, he's 6 feet tall.
Yeah.
Like,
he's a rhino.
Like 280 pounds of pure muscle. He's a scary individual to look at, is Aaron Donald. Like, he's an intimidating. I saw him because the Rams, obviously, LA, like him and sitting courtside with LeBron, like he'd come up and down. Like, LeBron's like 6'8, but why does a 6 foot Aaron Donald look like he's level with him? It's just so big.
With no neck.
Where does he rank all time defensively?
Oh, he's.
It's him and JJ Watt for the last 25 years.
Yeah.
And if I was saying best defensive players I've seen in the last 25 years, it's him and JJ
Watt.
He's
top 10 all time defensive players, I think.
Aaron That's a Donald. Tough list.
Could be because top five.
If you go position by position,
Lawrence
if you just want to
Taylor,
be that way, defensive tackle
Ronnie
is
Lott.
The greatest.
So, like, Lawrence Taylor, Ronnie Lott, I think Derek Thomas has got to be on this list.
Reggie White.
What?
Reggie White.
Reggie White's got to be on this list. Like, that's what I'm saying. It's tough.
Going corners, going like Seawood.
Ronnie Lott.
Safe
Deion.
Seawood's obviously on the list.
Yeah, Seawood there. So
Deion.
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 Yeah. He's on the
That's why I go 25 years, because a lot of those guys had already like moved on.
Anniversary team.
I'd say the last generation, it's like Ray Lewis and then
Ed Reed.
Ed Reed's got to be on that list.
Joe, what's going on, man? How you doing back there? Joe Hawks, ladies and gentlemen, crushing it back there. He got thrown into the fire, but you know what? Like Daenerys Targaryen, he emerged from the flames unhurt.
Yes, sir. We've been talking about Kyle Shanahan pretty much all morning, and you're right. If he can just win this one Super Bowl, I think a lot of this slander that he receives will just subside, because I think really we're just, as Niner fans, we're just impatient right now, because we've been on that doorstep knocking hard to win another Super Bowl, but just can't get over the hump. Once Kyle Shanahan does that, and I believe he will, a lot of this talk about firing him, replacing him, will subside.
There you go. It's Joe Hawks. Great call. My final thought today is Kyle Shanahan. You bet not mess around this season. Just don't mess around. Get Ayuk done. Get Trent Williams done. You don't want losing seasons to start stacking. You lose a Super Bowl, it's very hard to get back if you don't have the best quarterback. You don't have the best quarterback. You have a very good quarterback. We'll see what Brock Purdy does in this full sophomore season that I'm calling now. I know technically it's his third year, but it's going to be a real true coming out party for Brock Purdy, I believe, this season. So that's my final thought. I got one more day tomorrow, Joe Shasky. We're going to live it up, ladies and gentlemen, before I go to North Carolina and play some Pinehurst, play some golf out there over on, it's not really, is it the South North Carolina? Is it the East Coast? I don't know what we're calling it. I'm going to enjoy some food out there, the weather, the humidity. But right now, I'm enjoying my time with Joe Shasky. We're going to do it again tomorrow. In for Bonte Hill. Joe, you have a great morning. All of you have a beautiful morning. Stein and Goon next on 95.7 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.